I mean, it's always tough whenever you catch a ball and then you're trying to get extra yards and your ball security isn't up par and somebody come and hit you and they come out. That's one of the moments where it's like, it's just devastating. It's an energy, it's a drive and momentum killer. Yeah. So from that point, it kind of like trickled down a little bit as far as turnovers and things like that. So just got to kind of limit that in my game. But, you know, sometimes they say it happens like that, but that still doesn't mean that I expect that to happen. But for the most part, it was tough. It was tough to deal with. But the crazy thing about it, we went through all that and we're still in the game. So I look at the positive side of things and I feel like our team, whenever we play well, which we haven't done not one game this year in all three phases, once we do that and figure that out, I believe it's going to be a smooth sailing for us.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.